there's the news. Better Bang Muhammad Indonesia has facilitated 110 pilgrims to perform Umrah through its Umrah Akbar Bang Muhammad program during Shawwal 1446 Hijriah. The program offered a comprehensive package at approximately 25 million rupiah, including services such as Umrah guidance, tours around Mecca and Medina, and exclusive documentation. Due to high demand, the initial quota was filled before the end of the offering period, prompting the bank to plan similar programs throughout 2025. Bang Muhammad also provides related services, including eBay Hijrah Hajj savings in both rupiah and US dollars, and features a dedicated Bang Haji section in its Muhammad Din mobile banking application. The Indonesian rupiah appreciated the 16,787 rupiah per US dollars on Monday, April 14, 2025, influenced by President Donald Trump's decision to exempt approximately 20 electronics products, including smartphones, computers, routers, and semiconductors from the new reciprocal tariffs. This move provided positive sentiment to the market, bolstering Asian stock indices, particularly those of electronics manufacturers, and contributing to the rupiah strengthening. Additionally, the US dollars index fell below the 100 mark, a level not seen since July 2023. Further, supporting the rupiah's gain, analysis predict the rupiah may continue to strengthen towards a support level of 16,700 rupiah per dollar, with potential resistance around 16,800 rupiah. And that was the news. Hello, loyal listener, wherever you are, welcome. And still here in Indonesia today with your host, Ray, where I'll be coming to you for the next 6 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And in this 6-hour shift, of course, we from Voice of Indonesia will be providing you with good stuff from Indonesia to the world, where you can tune into our online streaming at voinews.id, shortwave in 355 kHz and 4755 kHz. Also, our application in AAA Digital for those of you watching on demand. And so, without any further ado, let's continue with a song from Chrisya Sentuhanmu.
Made from duck meat as its main ingredient, and wadum yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadum tree
accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia, a station across Indonesia, AAI.co.id is the answer. AAI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at AAI.co.id, your reliable online news portal. Kasami is a unique antique culture from South East Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasami is generally shaped like a tumpang or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or lap stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called tabete. To make kasami, initially tabete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the tabete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with tabete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasamis. Kasami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasami is also often used as stocks for tips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Sugar. You can add shrimp. prawns are as cubes, they are broken into small pieces. As a solution, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of Ascom Pomegranate, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It's quite affordable, isn't it?
Quote of the day. Education is the most powerful weapon to change the world. Ki Hajar Dewantara is dubbed as the father of education in Indonesia. He was a freedom fighter, respected by both allies and enemies. He is known for his creativity, broad insight, and criticism towards education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. This made him known as the true educator and cultural figure of Indonesia. And that was today's quote of the day.
I'm
mansion you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupert Island, there are no cruises besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupert Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro Ship or Roll-On Roll-Off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener to other cruises, the Rupert Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bukhan City MC. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, the heading boat races, and many more.
Don't forget to tune in to our online streaming at voice.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in AAA Digital for those of you love watching on demand. Offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
The all night long ceremony featured thunder and gummy gums. In the morning, people go back to work to put liquid bear, house pool with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including raiding or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
After putting liquid bear, putting locks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is filled with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and extracting are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for the house purification. After that, the construction begins again in the ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders start that block prevention process again, by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Mio, Okemuku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kedakanda, which is participated by regional government officials and all Musumaki in Rurotoku Village. Kedakanda is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumase. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Rurotoku Village. Besides that, stone graves, which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedakanda, the graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Musumaki.
Kedakanda, Aruma Tempatu Yabahala, Ole Seluru Para Musumaki.
Kedakanda is a place where Musumaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The center circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. The open offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Musumaki in the temple center called Usenwa in Hiyo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Musumaki do thunder and gummy dance, accompanied with Go-Lamba traditional music, to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Sa'oria. That's the culture and tradition in Rurotoku traditional village, a traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site, which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Forget to send your credit suggestion and also information through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI_official. We also have our email address in voi@voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130.
Beach is on 244 Hatteras Island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradient colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Salat Ransang Beach beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots, which over and under see amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained.
Fishing in the middle of the sea.